今天正道的经文是马太福音第二章一到二十三节。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信儿，我也好去拜他。他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主借先知所说的话，说我从埃及召出我的儿子来。希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城里并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细询问的时候，凡两岁以里的都杀尽了。这就应了先知耶利米的话，说在拉玛听见嚎啕大哭的声音，是拉结哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现，说起来，带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去，因为要害小孩子性命的人已经死了。约瑟就起来，把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去，只因听见亚基老接着他父亲希律做了犹太王，就怕往那里去，又在梦中被主指示，便往加利利境内去了。到了一座城名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说他将称为拿撒勒人的话了。
Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw a star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief, priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was residing in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee and went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene.
Shalom.
Shalom, brother and sister.
我们一进入到十二月以后，我们就会感觉到有圣诞节的气氛的。
When we come to December, we feel the theme of Christmas.
可是，在今天的这个世界上呢，你会发现圣诞节的气氛越来越没有耶稣了。
But you will feel that there's less and less Jesus in Christmas.
甚至于很多地方已经不希望再叫圣诞节，而是叫一个节期的庆典。
And in some places, they even don't want to be called Christmas. They just want to be considered as kind of holiday festival.
Yeah, 他们叫做 season's greetings.
They say season's greetings.
是一个一个季节的庆典。
This is called like just considered as one of a festival or a holiday.
这就是世界。
And this is the world.
世界最恨一个人。
The world hates one person.
恨谁？
Who?
就是恨耶稣。
Jesus.
从自古以来，这个世界的王，魔鬼撒旦，他最恨就是恨耶稣。
From the beginning, that the king of the world, that he just hates one person, who is Jesus.
其实，在我们的生命里面。
And actually, in our life.
我们基督徒。生命的本能的里头
and in our Christian life, in our instinct,
我们的 human nature 里面
in our human nature,
我们也不喜欢耶稣的
we also don't like Jesus.
我们很多时候我们喜欢基督教
in many times we like the Christianity,
但是我们不太喜欢耶稣
but we don't like Jesus.
那么我们从耶稣降生的时候的故事
in the story of Jesus when he was born,
我们从中看出一些问题出来。
We can study something from it.
这个，我们来看马太对于 主耶稣降生和他之后发生的一些的事情。
We can read from in the book of Matthew, then he described what the Lord has born and what's the story after his birth.
在前一次的讲道的时候，我们用看那马槽来用路加福音的信息来知道主耶稣当时他降生的那一刻所发生的事情。
We talk about the story that look at the stable that it was in the book of Luke and to mention that what happened when Jesus is born.
是我们感觉到神做事情和我们所想象的是何等的不一样。
So we can see from from that story that the God do something that's not according to our human's will.
那么今天呢，我们透过马太福音所了解的。
Today we will read the story in the book of Matthew.
是路加福音发生的那件事之后大约两年了。
It's in the time that probably like 2 years after what the story happened in the book of book of Luke.
所以这个很多圣诞节的图画。
So in many Christmas pictures, Christmas pictures,
把这个那个马棚画得很漂亮。
It always painting the stable as a very pretty one.
这个然后约瑟，然后玛利亚，然后马槽。
Joseph, Maria, and the stable.
然后牧羊人在那里看。
And the shepherd was looking at the child.
然后这个东方的博士，三个人啊，拿了礼物来献给耶稣。
And the three magi was presenting the gifts to Jesus.
其实这个是一个错误的概念。
This is actually a mistake.
第一，马棚不漂亮。
First of all, stable is not that pretty.
第二，这个牧羊人和三博士时间差了两年呢。
And actually, there's 2 years in between the shepherds went to announce the good news and the magi come to worship Jesus.
这说明一个什么问题呢
？What that mean?
说明画画的人没有好好读圣经。
It means the people who paint those pictures he never read the Bibles carefully.
他大概知道有这么些事。
He probably know about the story.
但是他把他们全部混在一块。
But he mixed them up.
那么在时间上说，这是主耶稣降生之后大约两年的时间了。
So actually, there's about 2 years after Jesus is born.
那么那个时候，好像耶稣降生这件事已经被很多人已经大概忘记了。
At that time, the story of Jesus born is maybe been forgotten by many people.
耶稣降生在马槽里。
Jesus is born in the stable.
居然天使向牧羊人去报信。
And the angels announced this good news to a bunch of shepherds.
牧羊人看见以后非常兴奋。
And the shepherds are very excited when they see this.
就说哇，我们所盼望的弥赛亚来了。
And they said, "Wow, this has come our Messiah."
人家说在哪里
？And the people asked, "Where are they? Where is he?"
他们就说降生在那个伯利恒的那个客栈那个底下那个马槽里边那个小孩就是了。
They said it's the child who is born in a stable who under the in the inn of Bethlehem.
如果当时我们是一个犹太人，我们会怎么想
？If you are Jews at that period, what would you think?
大卫王的儿的后裔要成为犹太人王，人类的救主的，生在伯利恒那个下边那个马棚里边，生下来放在马槽里。
The descendants of King David, who is going to be born as the savior of the whole nations, and is actually born in a stable, is under a ground of an inn who is in Bethlehem.
然后人可能就会问谁说的
？And you might ask who said that?
就是那个牧羊人说的吗
you said the shepherd said so.
他们说哎呀，牧羊人说的你也听啊？哎呀，算了算了。
You might say, well, how it said the shepherd said it's just.Doesn't make any sense, or doesn't mean anything.
所以那个事情很快就平息了。
And people just become quiet.
过了两年。
After 2 years.
早就忘记了。
And people might already forgot.
圣经里边说了一句话，马太福音第二章第一节。
And in the book of Matthew, it reads something in the Bible.
他说，希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod.
其实这里特别提到 希律做王的时候。
It especially mentioned that's the time it's King Herod ruling the country.
那么我们稍微了解一点新约的背景，我们就知道。
If we know the backgrounds of the New Testament,
希律不是犹太人。
King Herod is not a Jewish.
他是一个以东人。
He's from he's a Edom.
是 Edomite. 他是一个 Edomite. 他是一个以东人。
He's an Edomite.
那么这个以东在圣经里边是被上帝咒诅的一种民族。
Edom in the Bible is actually a nation that's been cursed by God.
所以我们这个去以色列的时候，我们要去佩特拉要。明白这个道理。
So when we go to Israel, then we have a trip to Petra. We will realize that.
这个明年大家还要不要去？
If you want to go to Israel again next year.
2018年9月26日出发。
September 26, 2018.
这个基本上日子已经定了。
The day probably already been set.
盼望没有去过的弟兄姊妹去看看。
I really encouraged every brother and sister who never been there can take this opportunity to go to Israel.
今年我再早一点把时间和行程定出来。
I would like to schedule a little bit earlier this year for the time and the schedule.
盼望大家能够提前做准备。
Hopefully you can plan accordingly in.
因为你没有去过的人，你去跟了十几天走完了以后，你回来像做一场梦，什么醒来都忘记了。
It's actually the whole journey kind of like a dream.
所以
if you don't prepare,
一定好好做准备。
You might just forgot. So it's better to well prepare in advance before you go.
所以耶稣降生的时候
So the time when Jesus born
是一个以东人做犹太人的王
It's an Edomite who is the king of Jewish
而这个王是谁立的
And who make this who make Herod the king
谁啊是罗马的凯撒王
It's Caesar of Roman
所以在这个王上面还有一个王
So he has a king beyond this king
那么耶稣降生被称为是什么王
So when Jesus born, who people call him as what?
犹太人的王
The king of Jewish.
所以今天我们的题目叫做犹太人的王问号冒这个叹号
So today's message is the king of Jewish, but with a question mark.
犹太人是什么人
Who is Jewish?
是神的子民
It's God's people.
王是什么
Who's king?
就是他里边的最高权威
It's the highest authority.
那么权威是为了什么
What's the authority for?
是为了他的意志能够得以实现。
So can his will can be done?
所以犹太人的王应该是谁
So who should be the king of Jewish?
应该是神自己。
It should be the God himself.
好了。
Okay.
是旧约的时候，犹太人说，以色列人说，我们想要一个看得见的王。
So in the Old Testament, the Jews said, "We want a king that we can see."
因此，以色列人的王应该谁来设立
？So who should set up the king for Jewish?
应该谁设立
？Who should set up?
应该神自己设立。
It should be set up by the God himself.
为什么要神自己设立
？Why God need to be set up by himself?
因为是要在地上的权柄，让上帝的旨意能够在他们中间施行出来。
So that God's will can be ruling through His appointed or His chosen one.
可是，在那个时候，犹太人自己没有王。
But at that time, Jews doesn't have their own king.
所以到了最后，耶稣钉十字架的时候，那些可悲的犹太人说：“我们没有王，凯撒是我们的王。”
So at the time when Jesus was crucified on the cross, the Jews is yelling that we don't have king. Caesar is our king.
他们说那句话代表什么意思
？What does it mean when they say so?
代表说我们的上帝，我们上帝在我们中间没有主权，我们要听罗马人的话。
So it means our God doesn't have authorities on us. We need to listen to the Romans.
可怜吗
？Is that pathetic?
可是，耶稣这一位神子民的王，就是在那个背景下来到这个世界上了。
But Jesus, the King for Jewish, has come to the world at that kind of background.
我相信马太福音他写这个。马太写这句话的时候，他说：“当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹大地的伯利恒。” 他一定有目的的。
So I actually believed when Matthew wrote the scripture, he mentioned that Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod.
弟兄姊妹，其实这件事情对我们今天的基督徒有很深的意思的。
Actually, this is also have a deeper meaning for our Christian these days.
在我们没有成为基督徒之前的时候
，Before we become a Christian,
我们的生命里边的主权是谁
？Who is the ruler of our life?
我们的生命里边也有两个王的。
We also have two kings in our life.
对不对
？Is that so?
第一个王是一个小王。
The first king is a small king.
就像希律王一样。
Just like King Herod.
这个人叫做我。
This is your self pride. Your
这是 I， 就是我。
It's me. It's I.
因为过去都是我说了算吗
？It's I make my own decision.
我想干什么，我认为对的，我就做吗
？I do whatever I feel is right.
所以我就是我自己的王。
So I is my own king.
那么这个小王他是被另外一个王来管理来控制的。
But this small king is also controlled and ruled by another bigger king.
那个王是谁
？Who is that bigger king？
啊？就像凯撒大帝一样的。
Just like King Caesar.
你知道这个希特勒
Caesar, sorry.
希特勒他这个行这个右手举这个礼啊。这个是左手右手忘记了左手这个行这个敬给希特勒敬礼是用这个动作的
Hitler has a special way to salute I forgot which is left hand or right hand but he has a special way to salute
那么这个动作就是从凯撒大帝开始的
It's actually coming from the King Caesar
这是表示说凯撒大帝高于一切的意思
It means King Caesar is overrule everything
然后他们把手放在心脏这个地方然后另外一个手举起来的时候是表示我从心里边认为凯撒大帝至上
They put one hand on their heart and they put another and raise up another hand it means in my true heart I believe that King Caesar overrule everything
所以凯撒这个希特勒认为他是第三帝国
So Hitler believed that he belonged to the third emperor
这个 Third Empire 啊，这个第三帝国，所以呢，这个行的礼是一样的 ，Hi Hitler。
So he have the same salute.
所以这个认为他是至上的。
He think he's the highest authority.
圣经告诉我们，这世界的王是谁
？The Bible tells us who is the king of this world.
Is the 魔鬼撒英文也出来了，是魔鬼撒旦，对吧
？It is Satan.
世界上的人都跟随他。
People in the world follow Satan.
然后他在这个世界上制造各种的所谓的文化潮流，各种的思想来影响每一个人。
He create different kind of minds and traditions and cultures to influence people.
在我们上一次讲到看那马槽的时候。
In our last week's message, that I look at the stable.
有一句话很扎我们的心。
This one word who cut us in our heart.
这叫做客满。
It said it's full.
当耶稣的父母来到那个这个客栈的时候
，When Jesus' parents went to the small inn.
客栈说客满了。
The host of the inn said it's full.
我们没有地方给他了。
We don't have any place available for you.
可是在今天的经文里面
But in today's message,
我们已经有王了
We already have our king.
我们没有给你有说话的机会的
We don't give you any chance to speak.
所以这位真正天国的王来到的时候
So when the real king of heaven came to the world,
这地上已经有的王
The kings already in the world.
他不欢迎这个。这个新的王来的。
He don't welcome the new king.
所以刚才我们说，我们原来是我们自己的王。
So we said I am my own king.
然后，撒旦是这世界上的王。
So Satan is the king of the world.
现在又要再来一个王吗
？And another new king come?
当然撒旦不欢迎他。
Of course, Satan don't welcome him.
其实我们也不真欢迎他。
Actually, we also don't welcome him.
这就是为什么人喜欢宗教，但不喜欢耶稣。
That's why people like religion, but people don't like Jesus.
你知道宗教情节在什么地方？
Do you know what's the meaning of religious?
宗教的第一点就是说，我想学一点好道理，做一个好人。
The principle of religion normally start with I want to be a good person, so I want to learn something good.
到了最后，还是觉得我要好嘛。
At the end, it's that I want to become better.
然后第二件事情。
And the second thing.
就是我们来拜这个神的时候。
We want to worship a god.
其实到了最后，我们是希望这个神来帮我。
But actually, I want God to help me.
对不对？
So?
所以我们到庙里边去的时候，我们烧香的时候，你得帮我。
So we come to a temple. If we go to a temple, we want to raise a fragrance, and then we want the God to come to help me.
所以在潜意识里边，还是我是老大，你不过来帮我而已。
So in our own conscience that.I'm still the biggest, and I want you to help me.
你万一这个香烧了，他不听你的时候，你就再换一个，找一个来听我的那一个。
If this God doesn't listen to me, so I want to change another God or looking for another God who can help me.
所以我们不是任他做王，我们还是我做王，然后我借着宗教让他来做我的仆人。
So we are not recognized the God as our Lord, but we want this God to help me so that I can still be my own God, and I want this God to help me.
很多时候基督徒来到教会也是抱有这种心态来到教会的。
Many Christians come to the church under the same mind.
所以我们今天想第一个问题，我们的生命里边到底谁是王？
So we need to think deeper in our mind, who is the king of our life?
这时候圣经告诉我们有东方来了几个博士。
So the scripture tells us there's three major come from the east.
那么有些人说这个东方来的博士一定是从我们山东潍坊去的。
People think the major is actually coming from the east. It must be from Weifang and Shandong province in China.
为什么？
Why?
因为走两年嘛。
Because it took 2 years.
这个从韩国去的太远了。
The people from South Korea is too far away.
所以山东潍坊他们计算的是最合理的地方。
So after they calculated carefully, so it takes exactly 2 years if you go from Weifang, Shandong to Jerusalem or to Bethlehem.
Anyway, 这个一般传统上的解释。
In the tradition's explanation.
大概应该是从波斯。来的
It should be from the country Porsche.
这个 Persia,
Portion, Portion.
Persia. 那么这个地方呢，就是当时很多被掳的犹太人掳到波斯去。
There's many Jewish who was the slave. They were captured to Portion.
就像这个圣经上先知但以理、以西结这些人。
This is like people who are mentioned in the book of Daniel.
那么当他们回归的时候
when they return back to Jerusalem
那么有一些人回去了
some people went back to Jerusalem
有一些人没回去
some people still staying there
所以他们就在外邦之地的时候他们盼望那位弥赛亚
so they will remain in the Gentiles countries and they still look longing for the Messiah
这个这次去以色列导游问了一个问题。
This time when I went to Israel, the tour guide asked us one question.
他说在中国大陆的中国人像中国人，还是流落到海外的中国人像中国人？
He actually asked, is the Chinese in mainland China more Chinese, or is the Chinese in overseas more Chinese?
你发现跑到海外的人啊，更中国人。
He thinks the people actually in overseas are more Chinese.
这个因为在中国大陆的中国人，他们觉得我本来就是中国人嘛。
Because Chinese in mainland China said, I'm just Chinese.
他们非常希望学海外的东西。
They actually, many people want to change and want to learn something from the Western culture.
其实你发现马来西亚华人比中国大陆的华人更华人。
You always think, you can always sometimes, the Malaysian Chinese are more Chinese traditionally than the Chinese in China.
有年我去新加坡。
Just one year I went to Singapore.
新加坡说你们现在是美国化的中国人。
The Singaporeans think that the mainland Chinese are Americanized Chinese.
他说我们现在还是清朝的中国人。
The Chinese in Singapore, they are still the Chinese in the Qing Dynasty.
犹太人也是一样的。
The Jews is similar.
在耶路撒冷的犹太人。
The Jews in Jerusalem
已经是希腊化的犹太人
is already been changed by the Greek culture.
可是他们在波斯的犹太人
but the Jews in Perse.
Sorry. 在 Perse 没关系。那还是他们被掳之前的时候的那种犹太人。
They still remain the traditional cultures before they were captured.
所以他们不认同当地的文化。
So they still don't want to.
他们在那里盼望我们的弥赛亚什么时候来救我们。
They still longing for the Messiah who come to save them.
所以非常奇怪，当耶稣降生的时候。
So when Jesus is born.
耶路撒冷的犹太人不知道。
The Jews in Jerusalem they don't know.
可是。那星却像一个在波斯的那些虔诚的等待他的人向他们显现。
But the star rose in the countries of Perth, and then they showed to those Jewish who long for the Messiah.
所以东方红，太阳升，天上一个大救星。
So when the so the sun rose in the east, and they come our Savior.
所以那个大救星是偷窃了这个大救星的名字的。
So that savior is stolen the names from this savior.
下边这个话不翻译也没关系了。这个那时候有一首歌叫唱的“上下几千年，受苦又受难，今日终于出了太阳。
So, ”
太阳是谁呀、
啊、？Who's the sun？
太阳就是主耶稣。
Sun is the Lord Jesus.
对不对？那太阳是偷了这太阳的光，想要把那个光戴在他的头上。其实那是一个伪太阳。
Some people try to steal the glory of the real sun, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以大救星这个名字原来是从这来的。
So the name the Great Savior is actually coming from this.
我们曾经有一个很伟大的人在身上天天带一个牌子，叫做为人民服务。
We used to have someone who want to say serve the people, and they put a badge.
那么这句话谁说的？
Who first said this word?
是耶稣说的。
It's Jesus.
耶稣说：“你们中间谁愿为大，就做众人的仆人。”
Jesus said, "Whoever want to be .”
后来被人给盗用了。
He actually said, "You need to serve. Whoever don't be bigger, you want to serve the."
我们很多人觉得他说的真对。
We said this is the truth.
其实不是他说的，早就有人说了。
It actually is not mentioned by our Chinese, but it was actually written in the Bible 2,000 years ago.
但是主耶稣向谁说？上帝向谁说？
But who Jesus said this was to?
向那些真心等候他的人，他讲话。
He spoke to those people who waiting for him with a sincere full heart.
这个东方来的博士，他们看到了，他们所盼望的救主来了。
The magi come from the east. They finally they see the Savior come.
于是他们就从远方来到耶路撒冷。
So they came to Jerusalem from a far distant way.
他们为什么来到耶路撒冷
？Why they came to Jerusalem?
而不来到伯利恒
？Not Bethlehem.
想过没有
？Have you think about this?
他来到耶路撒冷就问了，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里啊
？So when they went to Jerusalem, they asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?"
他们认为耶稣应该生这个犹太人的王应该生在哪里啊
？Who they think that the king of Jews should born?
应该生在耶路撒冷的王宫里面呢、啊、
？It should be in the palace of Jerusalem.
对不对
？Is that so?
他们在王宫里边找啊。
So they searched the palace.
到希律家里边去找啊。
And they asked the king Herod.
因为我们看到那个星了。
Because we see the star rose.
上帝告诉我们，那个就是犹太人的王生下来了。
God said, told us this is the king of Jewish.
是我们要来拜他。
So we come to worship him.
来拜他的人是谁呀？
Who's the one who come to worship him?
他一定是犹太人嘛。
It must be Jewish.
如果他不是犹太人，他拜犹太人的王干啥？
If he's not Jewish, why he should worship the king of Jewish?
是不是？
Is that so?
所以这是我们自己的盼望，我们自己的王来了。
So finally, the king that we've been long for has finally come.
他一定生在耶路撒冷。
He must born in Jerusalem.
一定在王宫里面。
He must in the palace.
因为他是王嘛。
Because he's the king.
结果来了以后，找来找去找不着。
But when they come and they search everywhere, they couldn't find him.
因为王宫里边生下来的那个是个以东人，不是犹太人。
And the king in the palace of Jerusalem is Etonite.
所以这个时候，希律听见了这个声音了。
So Herod heard this.
什么？耶路撒冷又生了一个王
？What? Another king born in Jerusalem?
然后他就找害怕。
And he is disturbed.
圣经说他的心里边不安呐。
And the Bible said he was disturbed.
耶路撒冷满城的人也不安了。
And all Jerusalem with him.
为什么不安呢
？Why they were disturbed?
为什么不安啊
？Why they were disturbed?
可能各种想法都有啊。
Maybe different kinds of thinking.
希律就觉得来夺我王位的要来了。
Herod was thinking that he must come to get my kingdom.
耶路撒冷的人可能觉得我们脱离罗马人统治的时候快到了。
And the Jews in Jerusalem must be thinking finally is the time that we can be free from the Rome.
很多人可能会想到是不是又要打仗了。
People may think, oh, it's not another war.
所以大家心里边都很觉得怎么搞的这个世界很混乱。
People think this was really messy.
希律，因为他是有权柄的。
So King Herod, he has authority.
他听见这个声音以后，他把所有的这些犹太人的这个圣经学者都召集了来了。
So when he heard this, he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law.
然后这一次认真了。
So he's serious.
上一次的时候，那个牧羊人讲了那个话，希律根本就不理的。
So last time when shepherds announced the good news, Herod just ignored it.
但是这一次这东方的博士来的时候，这希律王觉得这会儿肯定不是开玩笑了。
But this time when the magi come from the east, Herod is serious.
所以他就说基督要生在什么地方。
So he asked where Christ is born.
请问希律知不知道有基督？
King Herod know there's a Christ?
他肯定知道。
Of course he knows.
如果他不知道，他怎么会问呢？
If he don't know, he would not ask this question.
所以他把这些民间的文士、这个祭司长都找了来问，基督当生在何处？他知道他是基督，对不对？
So he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers. So he asked where the Christ was to be born. So he know there's a Christ.
基督是什么意思？
What the Christ mean?
基督。在希伯来话里边叫 Messiah， 就是受膏者的意思，叫做 Anointed One。
So Christ in Hebrew it means the Messiah is the Anointed One。
你看在第四节里边，他招聚的是什么人呢
？So in the verses four, who he had been called together？
他说，召集了祭司长和民间的文士
，People's chief priests and teachers of the law。
为什么要招祭司长？
Why the chief priest?
祭司长，祭司一定是受膏的。
The priest must be anointed.
所以这里边有两种人受膏。
So there's two kind of people's anointed.
就是祭司和王。
The priest and the king.
所以这里边祭司也来了，王也在了。
So now the priest is there, the king is there.
这时候他们说，又来了一个受膏的。
And now come another anointed one.
所以这一帮人就说我们是受膏的。
So the people and those people said we are anointed one.
现在又来了一个要受膏的。
Here come another anointed one.
我们大家想想，我们应该怎么对待这一个要受膏的人，对不对
？So how we should treat the newcomer?
所以这个时候啊，希律和祭司站在了同一个战线上。
So at this time, King Herod is standing at the same line with the chief priest.
然后他们要寻找这个上帝受膏的那一位。
So they want to search for the one that God has been anointed.
然后他们就仔细查考圣经了。
So they search the Bible carefully.
这个发现原来在圣经里有一卷书说他一定生在伯利恒。
So they found there's a scriptures in the Bible is written it must be in Bethlehem.
这个在弥迦书里边有预言。
In the book of Micah.
所以当他们说要生在伯利恒。
So it said it must be in Bethlehem.
然后 他们就说就打发了东方来的博士，他说你先去找一找看看是不是在那里，如果在那里的时候你回来向我们报信，我们也去拜他。
So they told Marja, say, go and make a careful search for the trials. As long as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him.
这个主耶稣称希律的时候，称他是什么？
Who, what Jesus called King Herod?
哎，说这个狐狸。
He's a fox.
狡猾狡猾的有。
Very sneaky.
所以他何等虚伪。
So he's such a hypocrite.
弟兄姊妹，这里边有两件事我们要记清楚。
Our brother and sister, there's two things that we need to remember very carefully.
第一，他知道那生下来做犹太王是上帝的受膏者，他知道的。
So first, he knows very clear that the one who born as the king of Jew is the anointed one by God.
第二，就是东方人这个博士来所见证的这个信息是真的。
So the testimony from the Magi is real.
那么当这两件事加在一块的时候，
When these two things combine together,
我们就看到民间就是世界的王有一个非常大的特点。
So we can see there's a something from the king of the world.
他敢杀上帝。
He dared to kill God.
他明明知道他神。
He know he is God.
可是他心里边已经下了决定。
But he also already make up his own decision.
就算你是神，我也对你不客气。
Even you are God, I want to kill you.
我一旦确定你的时候，我就把你杀掉。
As long as I know it's you, I will kill you.
人能够把神杀掉吗？
Can people kill God?
但是人就有这种的胆量。
But human have this kind of bold.
厉害不厉害？
Is this great?
当然，这个当这件事情，就是这个他们。说了基督要生在伯利恒的时候
So when they say when Christ is born in Bethlehem
那么博士们就去了
So Magi's went to Bethlehem
因为伯利恒是大卫的城
Because Bethlehem is the city of King David
所以当他们去的时候
When they go
那个星就在前面引导他们走的路了
The star is guiding their way
那么博士们一看哇高兴就跟着这个星就来到伯利恒。
So those magi's is very glad and follow the stars to Bethlehem.
伯利恒离耶路撒冷大约六公里。
It's just about 6 kilometers away from Bethlehem to from Jerusalem to Bethlehem.
所以快走的话，大概一天没有问题，可以走得到的。
So if you walk fast, probably took just one day from Jerusalem to Bethlehem.
这个大概用不了一天吧？这个一个小时，一般的人走五公里，对吧？大概两个来小时就走到了。
Probably it only take 1 or 2 hours because normally you only take 1 hour to for 5 kilometers.
那么他们到了以后，那个星就在小孩子的房间的地方停下来。
So they see the stars was ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
这个，所以你去伯利恒的时候，你看这个叫做纪念主耶稣降生的那个礼拜堂。
So if you go to Bethlehem, you will see the church in remembrance of the Lord.
大部分现在去的人都没有机会去看那个地方了。
Many people who go doesn't have the chance to look at that place.
现在通常情况下要排三个小时的队，你才能排上。
Because you normally take3 hours queue to be entered the church.
因为那个地方很小，一个小地方。
Because it's very very small, tiny little place.
这个城。百上千的人在那里排队
and thousands of thousands of people was lying in the queue
所以通常现在都要两三个小时排队
normally took 2 or 3 hours to be in a queue
所以我们基本上现在都没有机会去看
so normally we don't arrange that because it took
其实那个地方呢地上有一个窟窿大概这么大
it's actually a kind of hole
上面盖了一个铜制的一个像一个星一样的东西盖在上面
so you have a star made with iron
那么那个东西呢就表示说天这个天上那颗星到了那里地方就到了那里然后告诉他耶稣就生在下边那个地方你从那个洞往下看下边大概就是耶稣放马槽的那个地点
It represents the stars actually tell the people this is the place that the child was born so that you can actually look through the holes and you will see the little place probably is when Jesus is born in the stable
想不想看
Do you want to see this?
报名明年跟我去。
Join the tour tomorrow.
好，那就表示那个星走走走走走走走，嘣，停下了。
So it means the stars just guide them, and until they stop, there.
然后，博士就进去看见小孩子和他的母亲。
So the magus went inside and they saw, the child with his mother Mary.
东方来了几个博士
？How many magus came from the east?
三个。
Three.
几个
？How many?
其实不知道。
Actually, we don't know.
因为这里说了用。黄金、乳香、墨药为礼物。
Because here it said they have the presents as the gift of gold, incense, and myrrh.
这个，所以呢，就认为它是三个。
So people just normally think it's just three majors.
我老是去以色列旅游啊，这个导游很幽默。
Our tour guides in Israel has a good sense of humor.
我们很多问他，因为他是希伯来大学的教授。
Because he's the professor in the University of Hebrew.
所以这个他知识很渊博，我们问他很多问题。
He's very knowledgeable, so we ask him a lot of questions.
他通常回答问题的时候，三种回答方式。
He always have three kind of answers.
一个字。
One word.
两个字。
Two words.
三个字。
Three words.
一个字。表示错。
One word means it's wrong.
不对，一个字是对。
One word actually means that's right.
第二个是不对。
Two words means it's not right.
第三个是不知道。
Three words means I don't know.
所以东方来了几个博士。
So how many magus come from the east?
你要问我们的导游。
If you ask our tour guide,
他就回答说三个字。
He will tell you three words.
所以不知道。
So I don't know.
但是有一件事情我们知道。
But one thing we know.
就是他们来拜了这个小孩子。
We know that they come and they worship the child.
因为他们知道这不仅仅是犹太人的王。
Because they know this is not just the king of Jewish,
而且是上帝高的王
but also the king that God anointed.
这是人类的救主
It's a savior for the human being.
是神的儿子道成肉身
The son of God who became flesh.
为什么我们知道他是神的儿子道成肉身
Why we know this is the son of God become flesh?
因为拜这个动作
Because
worship action.在犹太人的心目当中，只能对上帝。
The worship is only to God.
所以他们对待地上的君王。
So, when they face the king of the world,
犹太人叫做敬而不拜。
The Jewish will respect them, but they will not worship them.
所以这里他们打开乳香墨药，匍匐在地拜那小孩子的时候。
So when they present the gifts and they bow down and worship the child.
他们已经用他们的行为来表示，他认为这小孩子是上帝的儿子。
They already testify through their action. This they recognize this is the son of God.
完了以后，他们在梦中被主启示说不要回去见希律，从其他的路回去了。
And later they will be warned in a dream by God not to go back to Herod, so they return to their country by another route.
这个希律。等到这个事发生了以后啊
after this happened,
说他大大的发怒
So Herod was furious.
他发怒是因为这个博士没有来向他们没有向他报告吗
Is it because he's furious that those magus didn't come to report to him?
希律叫什么来着
Who is Herod?
他叫狐狸
He's a fox.
其实他以这个为理由来发怒
He just used this as an excuse to become furious.
为要找到一个杀小孩子的合理的借口。
So he wanted to have a reasonable ground that he can kill the child.
结果，他知道这一个生下来的叫做基督的上帝所设立的王，我如果把他不杀他的话，将来我的王位。就要危险了。
He knew he would be in trouble if he didn't kill the child who is the anointed one, the son of God.
我们知道这是谁的思想
What kind of thinking was this?
这是魔鬼撒旦的思想
This is the thinking from Satan
因为从伊甸园的时候
from at the time in the garden.
Kind of garden Eden.
Garden Eden.
那时候上帝说，那女人的后裔要伤你的头。
It said, the descendants of the woman will hurt your head.
所以从那个时候啊，撒旦就一直寻找这个女人的后裔。
So at that time, the Satan keeps searching for who is the descendant of the woman.
要把她除灭掉。
And he want to kill him.
所以当这里说基督生在伯利恒的时候，
So when it said the Christ was born in Bethlehem,
他是犹太人的王，
He is the king of Jewish.
他是童贞女玛利亚所生的，
He is born by the Virgin Mary.
所以这件事情在撒旦的心目当中说，他有可能就是将来伤我头的那一个。
So in Satan's in his mind that he is the one that will hurt me, who will crush my head.
他要借着这世界上的王来除灭这个将来可能要伤他头的这一个。
He want to kill this one who will crush his hand in the future through the hand of the king in the world.
希律要杀耶稣，
Herod want to kill Jesus.
是出于他本身的嫉妒，
For his own jealous.
是出于他本身的那种危机感，
For his own
他的恐惧吧，或者他的恐惧感。
All his fear.
那么同时呢，他也成为撒旦手中的工具。
And he also become the tools of the Satan.
使他知道呢，明明是神的儿子，是神的受膏者，但他还是要去把他杀了。
So even though he know that Jesus is son of God and the God, the anointed one from God, he still want to kill him.
表面上看来，耶稣是何等的软弱。
We might see, we think, Jesus is very weak.
表面上看来，希律是何等的强大。
Herod sounds more powerful.
可是谁真正强大？
But who's more powerful in real?
还是神强大。
Of course, it's God.
所以当希律的大军要冲向耶路撒冷的时候，不是冲向这个伯利恒的时候。
So when the army of Herod went to Bethlehem,
那人已经悄悄地走掉了。
Joseph already took the child and escaped to Egypt.
所以他不知道。
So Herod didn't know.
所以人能够跟上帝去对抗吗？
Can human fight against God?
表面上看来人好像很了不起。
It looks the human is very powerful.
实际上人很起不了。
But actually, you are not. You are nothing.
所以神早有他自己的计划。
So God already have his own plan.
人犯了罪。
Human sin.
他杀人，
he killed.
但是却达不到目的。
But he cannot get to his purpose.
有很多人读圣经的时候，
many people when they read the scripture.
我读圣经的时候，
when I read the scripture.
哎呀，我也读不明白。
Sometimes I don't understand as well.
怎么这个地方就是说，这个在拉玛有哭号的声音，是拉结哭他的女儿呢？
And why is it a voice is heard in Rama, weeping and great mourning, Rachel's weeping for her children.
拉结从来没有哭过她的女儿。
Rachel never cried for her children.
她更没有到过拉玛。
And she never been to Rama.
这什么意思嘛？
What does it mean?
后来我就查这个耶利米书的预言。
So I checked the book of Jeremiah and the prophets.
也看不明白。
And I couldn't understand as well.
后来还是到耶路撒冷去，到以色列去。
So when I went to Jerusalem,
问这位希伯来教授，
I asked the professor.
他的回答是我明白。
And his answers.
哦，原来是这样的。
Okay, so.
我给大家举个例子就明白。
So I'll make example.
这个翻译不知道很难翻译的啊。如果有一个先知说了一句话，
If a prophet says something,
他说将来有一批人，
In future there's a bunch of people.
这个上帝说我要派宋江。在四川救你。
I will try to send Song Jiang to save you in Sichuan province.
宋江在山东从来没去过四川。
Song Jiang is actually in Shandong. He never went to Sichuan, right?
那你怎么宋江到四川来救你？什么意思？
How can Song Jiang went to Sichuan province and save you? What does that mean?
不明白。
I couldn't understand.
这个结果啊，等到这个事情发生的时候，
but when the things actually happen,
原来这一批人啊，他们本地的地方很干旱了。
Those people came from a very dry area.
他们就说，我们知道有一个地方，那个地方有四条河。
We know there's a place that four rivers.
那么到那里，我们一定有水了。
There must be enough water for us if we went there.
结果他 他们这一批人啊，就整批的人迁移到有四条河的那个地方。
So all these people immigrant to the place with four rivers.
结果去了以后，发现四条河全部干掉了。
And when they go there, they found out all these four rivers dry.
还是没有水。
Still no water.
哎呀，到了他们最困难的时候。
And the time of difficulty.
突然间，天下雨了。
It rains.
他们有水了
and they have water.
他们说这个雨叫什么
What does rain mean?
这个雨叫及时雨啊
So it's
原来宋江在四川拯救他是及时雨在干了的四条河那里救他
Okay, because 宋江 is also have the nickname called 及时雨 yeah.
明白我讲
He will help you when you in needs.
明白我讲的这个故事吗
So do you realize? So do you understand the story?
原来拉玛这个字
So the name Rama
在希伯来语里边的意思是高处的意思
It means in the Hebrew it's a higher price.
那么 Rachel 这个拉结这个字
Rachel
它的字义是母羊的意思是雌性母性的羊
It means a female lamb
这个 female sheep
sheep yeah
这个所以其实它的本来的意思是在高处有一群母羊哭它的小崽子。
So actually, this means and there's the sheep that is crying, is weeping for her little lambs in the higher land.
我们知道伯利恒是一个高处。
So we know that Bethlehem is in the place in the higher land.
那里边那里有一群妈妈在那里哭他们的孩子。
Just sort of mothers crying for their children.
就像一群母羊，他们的羔子都没了，他们的母羊在那里哭他们的羔子一样的。
Just like the female sheep is crying for their lambs because their lambs were slaughtered.
这个小羊就叫 kid， 他们就哭他们的 kid。所以原来是。这个先知预言的是这样的一个图画。
Yeah, in the name kid actually means a lamb, small lambs.
等到事情应验的时候。
So when things happen,
这个马太才恍然大悟。
So Matthew realized.
原来耶利米书所说的在拉玛有拉结哭，原来是在高处有母羊在哭他们的孩子。
So this is fulfilled prophet Jeremiah prophet in prophesies in a higher land there's sheep and crying for their lambs.
就好像说四川这个宋江跑到四川去救我们这些人，宋江怎么在四川救？弄了半天是及时雨在四条河那里救了我们，原来是这个意思。
So because 宋江 has a nickname as 及时雨 so when the rains came to save those people, they recognize this is actually. 及时雨 instead of 宋江 the person
为什么这件事情要发生
why this happened
在犹太人当中
in Jewish people's mind
这一定是一件大事
it must be a great thing
他们的人曾经在埃及被埃及人扔到河里边去 他们的孩子
Then the Jews just remembered that in the time when they were in Egypt, there was their children were thrown into the river.
神拯救过一个摩西。
And God have saved one child, which is Moses.
这件事情是以色列人对于埃及人杀他们的这个男孩子的他们心里边很深的记忆。
So this is a great memories of the Jewish people that the Egyptians want to kill their firstborn child.
那么现在呢？这一个以东的犹太人的王又来杀我们的孩子。
This king who is Edomite want to kill our children as well.
这个在以色列人的犹太人的心目当中又种下一个很深很深的印象
So this is another deep memories in Jewish people
这见证了什么
What's it testify for
这世界的王是真的不欢迎天国的王的
The king of the world really don't want to welcome the king from heaven
你可见这里边这个仇恨有何等的深
So the hatred is really really
所以希律不是跟你开玩笑的。
So Herod is not making jokes with you.
错杀以前不放过一个的。
So he rather could kill a thousand, not to just want to be mistaken by one.
弟兄姊妹，我们也要了解。
So we need to think about this as well.
当 耶稣基督真的要进到我们的生命里面去的时候，
When Jesus Christ really want to enter your life, our life,
他要做一件事，
There's one thing he would do.
他要叫我们干什么？
What he want us to do.
要叫我们和我们里面一切的东西和他一块钉十字架。
He wants everything in us being crucified by the cross, on the cross with him.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing to do so?
你愿意把耶稣接进来，让他做王，你自己钉十字架吗？
Would you like to welcome Jesus into your heart and let him be the king of yourself and crucify everything with him on the cross?
那上帝要高立的犹太人的王要进耶路撒冷，希律愿意吗？
If the king of Jews will be anointed and enter the king and enter Jerusalem and become the king, is that Herod will welcome this king?
我告诉你，叫做真不愿意。
He really don't want.
借着他杀孩子这件事情，我们就知道他是何等的不愿意。
By knowing the story that he killed all these children of 2 years old, that we know how not willing he don't want this happen.
这件事情提醒我们呢。
And this remind us.
我们的心里边，本能的来说，也是何等的不欢迎。真正的耶稣进到我们的生命里边来的。
So in our own nature, we also don't want to welcome Jesus as our king.
所以圣经。记载了这些事情
So, this story is written in the Bible.
要提醒我们这些人
To remind all of us.
但愿我们不要像希律那样的狂妄
So that we will not be like King Herod.
明明知道他是基督
Knowing that he is the Christ.
可是因着自己主权的不肯放弃
But because we don't want to give up our own willing.
而想去把他杀掉
And we want to kill him.
当然这件事情神自己保守了
But of course God will protect by him in his own way.
今天如果我们成为一个真正的基督徒
We will become a true Christian this day.
我们愿意跟基督同死同埋葬
We are willing to die and bury with Christ.
不是我们自己的本性
Not just because of our own nature.
这是圣灵的恩典在我们中间所做成的
This is the great mercy through the Holy Spirit.
其实我们没有一个人有资格在神面前这样的夸口
None of us can boast in front of God.
那么神把耶稣带到埃及了
So God bring Jesus to Egypt.
然后又把他从埃及带回来
And then he took him back from Egypt.
那么耶稣是谁
Who is Jesus?
犹太人的王
King of Jewish.
犹太人的王应该在哪里
Where this King of Jewish should be?
应该在耶路撒冷
Should be in Jerusalem.
可是那个时候老王死了，新王又起来了
But then the old king is dead, and then a new king rises again.
所以耶稣还是住不到耶路撒冷
So Jesus cannot live in Jerusalem as well.
结果他就逃到加利利去了。
So he went to the district of Galilee.
那么到了那里，到了一座城叫拿撒勒。
So he went and lived in a town called Nazareth.
然后，这个马太就说，这就应了先知的话，说他将成为拿撒勒人的话了。
So it's fulfilled what was said through the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene.
你查遍旧约的先知书里边，没出现拿撒勒这个名字。
If you go through all the Old Testament, you cannot find the word Nazarene.
这又是一个难解的问题了。
This is one of another mysteries.
怎么搞的？这个，马太会说这个，他被称为拿撒勒人是先知的话呢
？Why Matthew said he will be called Nazarene is a prophet？
又要请教希伯来专家了。
We want to ask the experts again。
希伯来专家的回答说：“对呀，你知道在以赛亚书里边第十一章里边有一句话。”
He said it's actually from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11.
上个星期我们刚刚查过，以赛亚书。
We have studied the book of Isaiah last week.
这个以赛亚书第十一章第一节。
Chapter 11, verses 1.
说耶西的本必发一条。
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse.
从他的根生的枝子必结果实。
From his roots, a branch will bear fruit.
这个枝子这个字
，the branch，
这是在希伯来话里边叫 nazar。
In Hebrew, the branch means nazar.
叫 n a z e r。
n a z e r。
那么这个发音 跟拿撒勒这个发音几乎是一样的。
It's almost the same pronunciation of the name Nazareth.
而且他这个根从他的这个本里边要发一条。
And it said it come from his root.
那么这一条啊，不是从这个根上面这样发出来，是从根底下旁边长出来一个枝子。
So the root is from the stem. A shoot will come up.
也就是说，这个树本身这树砍掉了。
And the tree was cut.
然后呢，就从它这个根里边啊，这个根本里边，从旁边又长出一条枝子出来。
But the shoot will be raised from his root, a branch.
所以那一条呢，就叫做 Nazar.
So that branch is named is named Nazar.
所以这个当马太写马太福音的时候
，When Matthew wrote the book of Matthew，
那已经是主耶稣复活升天很多年以后的事儿。
It's actually many years after Jesus was rose up and come back to life again。
所以他们马太是个犹太人
，Matthew is a Jewish。
他说我们所传的是拿撒勒人耶稣。
So what we proclaim is the message about Jesus the Nazarene。
用什么话来传
？In what language？
用希腊话来传。
In Greek，
当他们用希腊话来传的时候
，When they proclaimed the Gospels in Greek，
他叫 Nazarene。
It means Nazarene。
哦，他就想起来，原来说的那个拿撒就是指的就是他。
So they realize Nazar in this book of Isaiah it means
原来不是在耶路撒冷
，It's not in Jerusalem，
而是从根里边从另外一个地方长出一个拿撒。
But from another place and raised up a Nazar， which is branches。
原来是从耶路撒冷以外的加利利地长出来了一个拿撒。
So another city of the Jerusalem, a Nazar was being raised。
所以，这是犹太人的王。
So this is the king of Jewish.
他是人类的救主。
He is the savior of human.
他来到世界上了。
He came to the world.
原来是这样的一个过程。
And it's in this such a process.
弟兄姊妹，神何等的怜悯。
Our God is a God with mercy.
虽然世界的王不欢迎他。
Even though the world, the king of the world doesn't welcome him.
虽然犹太人的这个首都，他的耶路撒冷，他也居住不下。
Even he cannot live in the capital of Jewish Jerusalem.
但是他的名却称为拿撒。
But his name was called Nazar.
他要结果子。
He will bear fruit.
他的生命要见证出来。
His life will be testified.
弟兄姊妹，这一位王要进到我们的生命里边来。
Brother and sister, this king will enter us.
我们里面有一个凯撒大帝。
Do we have a King Caesar in us?
我们里面有一个希律王。
We have a King Herod in us.
我们里面好像也有一个耶路撒冷。
We also have a Jerusalem in our heart.
我们本能的，我们不再欢迎一个犹太人的王了。
In our own nature, we don't want to welcome a new king.
可是神怜悯我们。
But God have mercies on us.
上帝在我们的心中不断的来怜悯我们，帮助我们。
God continue to have mercies on us and have grace and continue to help us.
以他的智慧和能力
，in his wisdom and divine power，
使他在我们里边成为拿撒。
So that he become Nazar in us.
那么这个幼小的重生的生命在我们的里头
，this little reborn life in us，
要跟整个世界和我们过去的传统来对抗。
We'll need to fight against all the old traditions in us.
最终，他要使我们成为神的儿子。
At the end, he wants to make us children of God.
他要在我们中间做成，这是他对我们的怜悯。
He will complete this, and this is his mercies for us.
今天我们看了这篇信息。
When we have the message for today.
但愿我们有东方博士的那一颗心。
Hopefully we can have the heart as the Magi's from the East.
让我们知道我们在世上有寄居的心态。
So we have the mind that we are just an alien in this world.
让我们盼望那个神子民的王。
So we can hope for the God for we hope for the King for God for God's people.
让他在我们的生命里边做王。
So that he can become the kings of our life.
好使神的旨意能够在我们生命的里边能够做成。
so that the gods can glorify through us.
求神使我们不要做希律那样的人。
Hopefully, we pray that God to help us. We don't want to become someone like King Herod.
明明知道他是神的受膏者。
Even know that he's the anointed one.
却硬着心跟他对抗。
But we want to fight against, but fight against him with a hardened heart.
圣诞节快要到了。
Christmas is coming.
这世界的王都在做生意。
The king of the world is doing business.
让我们明白这里边的实质。
So that, but we want to understand what Christmas actually means for us.
认识他是犹太人的王。
Knowing him as the king of Jewish.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless us.